In this week's Parshas Vayira, we read about Moshe Rabbeinu approaching the Jewish people in an effort to try to invigorate them, excite them, and get them to believe that freedom is just a few steps away, that a new destiny, a new future is really within reach. And Moshe Rabbeinu receives his marching orders, quite literally, as well as his speech, the Divrei Hesorus, the words of inspiration that he's supposed to share with the Jewish people directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this speech that Moshe Rabbeinu gives is a speech that has forever become part of our national consciousness, where Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lachin Emor Libnei Yisrael. This is God speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is in chapter 6, Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav. Ani Hashem, I am God. I will take you out from beneath the burdens of Egypt. I will save you from the servitude. I will redeem you with an outstretched hand and with great judgments. I will take you to me as a nation. And I will be for you a God. And you will know. And you will know that I, God, have redeemed you from Egypt. And I will bring you to the land. And here we have the four expressions of Geul, the four expressions of freedom. V'hotzeisi, I will take you out. V'hitzalti, I will save you. V'ga'alti, I will redeem you. V'lakachti, and I will take you to me as a nation. And the Beis Yaakov, the Rebbe Yaakov of Ishbitz, has a beautiful insight into these Arba Loshonos, into these four expressions of Geula. And the Rebbe writes, Ha'geula haisa ba'adargo. Redemption was a step or a staged process. Berishona, it's comprised of multiple sequential steps. Step one, V'etzalti eschem mitachas sivlos mitzrayim. I will save you from underneath the burdens of Egypt. Egypt, Reb explains, Mashe savaltim es hashibud v'lo hergashtem bo. God says to us, number one, you are suffering in ways that you don't even realize. Sometimes a person's existence is so compromised and they themselves are not even fully aware as to how, to the extent that their life has been compromised, to the extent that they are not living optimally. So step number one, I will save you from underneath the burdens of Egypt. I will save you from the burdens, even the ones of which you are not aware. V'achar kach, and afterwards, v'itzalti eschem me'avodasam, I will save you from the servitude. Me'etzem hashibud. This refers ultimately to the essence of servitude. Acharei shekavar targishu bo. So Rebbe explains, whereas vihitzalti represents God saving us even though we don't yet know what it is that we are being saved from, the next step ultimately, vihitzalti, that I will save you, the next step of vihitzalti, that I will save you, that refers to ultimately the shibud, the servitude, after already aware of it. Achar kach, afterwards, v'ga'alti eschem mizor natuya, I will redeem you with an outstretched arm. The Rebbe writes, me'omek haroshem shehishir bachem hashibud. What does it mean, I will redeem you? What does it mean, I'll redeem you with an outstretched arm? The Rebbe says, I will allow you, literally translated, to go ahead and get past and overcome the residual effect that servitude has on you. Meaning, the Rebbe explains that every traumatic circumstance in life leaves its scars. Every traumatic circumstance in life ultimately leaves its residue. V'ga'alti, I will redeem you, that you will be able to get past the scars of servitude. U'lebasof, and at the end, the Rebbe says, V'lakachti eschem li la'am, I will take you from me to me as a nation. Shum nefesh mi Yisrael lo tishar tachas shum ol. God promises us no Jew left behind. Whether you are righteous or not so righteous, whether you are pious or perhaps piously challenged, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says at the end of the day, I will take all of you underneath my protective wing. Rak tachas ol machu shamayim. You will not have to serve another human master. You will only serve me. And according to the Rebbe, what's coming out from Moshe Rabbeinu's beautiful speech to Klal Yisrael is much more than just simply four expressions of Geula, four expressions of freedom. Rather, Moshe Rabbeinu was giving our ancestors the blueprint, the roadmap for personal freedom and rehabilitation. First of all, to recognize that there are sometimes there are factors in life that we aren't even aware of that are holding us back. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu often is able to identify them before we've identified them. And he helps us before we even know that he's actually helping us. The second step, that's the Behotseisi. God will ultimately take us out from the things that are burdening us. Ve'etzalti, ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu afterwards will go ahead and will redeem us from those things that we actually felt, from those things that we actually experienced, from those things that we know are holding us back. Ve'ga'alti, once you understand that we've undergone a traumatic experience and now we know we have to move past it, God will give us the koach, the ability to rehabilitate ourselves. And lastly, ve'lakachti eschem li'la'am, I will take you to me as a nation. Ultimately, says the Rebbe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us that no matter how compromised we may be as a result of our previous life experiences, no matter how compromised we may be because of the traumatic events of life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never forsake us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never leave us behind. God will never say to us, I'm sorry, you're too damaged, you're too compromised, I can't help you. As long as we're willing to identify the things that hold us back and do our part, as long as we're willing to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for doing his part for things that we don't even know about, as long as we're willing to partner with God to be able to overcome and transcend the traumatic events that hold us back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us that he will be by our side every step of the way, and he will never, ever leave us behind. Good Shabbos.